Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of The Scotland Show. We're on episode 11 now, and as per, I'm coming to you with some funny, interesting news articles or pieces of news from Scotland that have happened this week. You know, Scotland this week has been like, I don't know, Spain. It's been hot, it's been sweaty, I've been sat in the garden, I've had my pale legs out, I've had the suntan lotion on. All I've wanted to do is drink beer every night. It has been sensational, and one of the news pieces that I've got to share with you tonight is to do with the weather. But actually, we're starting off in Glasgow this week. There's been an absolute cracker of a story in Glasgow this week, and it was brought to my attention by my Glaswegian friend and also someone that has been on the show, Daniel Riley. Daniel texted me a few days ago now saying, you have to check this out. The Duke of Wellington statue that sits in Glasgow is a really famous statue, because I could be wrong, but essentially there's always a traffic cone on the Duke of Wellington's head on the statue. And it was, I mean, going back maybe 2 years or so, people continued to put this traffic cone on top of the Duke of Wellington statue, but the council kept on taking it down. And eventually the council just said, oh, let's just leave it up there. And it's almost become like an icon. It's like a Glaswegian slash Scottish icon. It's this Duke of Wellington statue with a traffic cone on the head. I'm recording this podcast, actually, and I'm just looking out. And as I look out the window whilst I record this, I've just noticed a man go down an alleyway and start peeing, which is fantastic. And he did it with his hands on his hips as to try and pretend that he wasn't peeing. He's now turning around and walking away like nothing happened. His wife is halfway down the street. This is a man donning the Scottish summer. He's wearing sandals, he's wearing shorts, a pink short sleeve shirt and a hat. Fair play to you, sir. That's a man that has plenty of experience. He must be like 70, 60, 70, and he's just gone and peed down an alleyway. Anyway, that's Scotland for you. Back to the Duke of Wellington. So like I said, the Duke of Wellington statue has always had this kind of cone, orange traffic cone on its head. But this week, people in Glasgow started to take it a little bit further, and they added two cones, and then three cones, and then four cones, five cones, and this just carried on. And essentially, this started getting picked up on all the news places in Scotland. And for example, the Glasgow Live came out and said, we've hit peak cone. The Duke of Wellington statue is now sporting seven traffic cones. And it did. There was one on the horse, and then there were six on the guy's head. But it didn't finish at seven. It continued on. So they were hitting seven on the 26th of June. And I got a text from my mate Daniel yesterday or a couple of days ago. They ended up reaching 10. So there was 10 of these cones on the Duke of Wellington statue's head. So people added even more to them. But sadly, the council removed them. But you know what they did? And what I love, and this kind of just sums up Glasgow and sums up Scotland for me, is rather than taking all 10 down, or however many it was, they took all of them bar one down, and they just left the one cone on the statue's head, which I think was brilliant. It's just an iconic thing. Some people call it tatty, some people think it's hilarious. I think it's quite funny now, and good on them for carrying on and not ruining the fun by taking them off. Even if they did take it off, people are still just going to go and put it back on. But I found it hilarious that there was this kind of big news story, lots of people talking about it, lots of different newspapers and online websites were talking about how Glasgow had hit peak cone with the Duke of Wellington statue. And if you go online and take a look at all the different pictures and things of it, it is quite funny. But it's back to one. It's back to just having its normal one traffic cone on the head. I did see somewhere online someone was saying it was a way to protect the Duke of Wellington's head from the sun, which is very, very caring of the Glaswegians. You know what they say, people make Glasgow. Talking about the sun, like I say, this weather has been like sensational. Honestly, I've not ever seen weather in Scotland like this, and it's been like we've hit 30 degrees Celsius, which is I think the hottest day in Scotland that's ever been recorded is 32.2 degrees or something along those lines. So we've been hitting like the high, like the low 30s, which for Scotland is just insane. So I'm walking around in shorts every day. It's great. I'm totally getting used to the sun now, and I'm like, when I get to winter and when the nights start getting dark, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, because I'm so used to just taking the laptop outside and working outside now. Just like this guy in this article that I found on The Scotsman. It's titled, Sunseeker Hauls a Three-Seater Leather Sofa to Edinburgh's Portobello Beach. Now, I'm recording this podcast literally a two-minute walk away from Portobello Beach. So I'm down there pretty much every night, walking the dogs or going for a walk or just on the way to the shop or whatever. And literally, some dude has taken a proper, like, that looks like a four-seater leather sofa to the beach. It's like an L-shaped sofa, like a corner sofa, proper leather one. He's taken it to the beach and he's just chilling there, like, and part of me thinks this is a bit weird, but part of me thinks it's absolutely genius. Like, why wouldn't you want to lie on your sofa at the beach? But I'm kind of wondering how he managed to transport it. Like, the guy is sat on his phone in the middle, like, so just picture a beach and picture lots of people and kids running around, men with their tops off, women sunbathing, that type of scene. And then there's just some dude, massive L-shaped black leather sofa, just chilling on his phone, in his shorts, in his cap. Gigi Glasgow, 72, on Twitter was like, only in Scotland would you get someone taking their L-shaped sofa down the beach. Hashtag only in Scotland. That got like 7,000 likes and 3,000 retweets. So true, though. Like, who is that guy? I really want to know that guy. If anyone's listening and knows the guy that took that leather sofa to the beach, please get him in touch, because I want to interview that guy on this show. And some other people were saying, stand-up comic said, Janie Godley wrote, I love when someone spots something very oddly human and shares it. There must be a backstory to that. I mean, how the hell did he get it there? And how... And he looks like he doesn't want to be there. It's totally true. In the photo, the guy, right, in my head, if I was going, I'm going to take my L-shaped leather sofa to the beach. If I was thinking to do that, like, I'm going to milk that, like taps off, lying back on the sofa, taking everything too far, like milking it. But the guy's literally sat there, head down in his phone, like sat upright. Which makes me wonder, like, I wonder if his wife or girlfriend or partner forced him to take the sofa there. And she's like, I'm just heading off for a swim in the sea, by the way. And he's left there like, are you kidding me? But what Janie said, like, is so true. There's a backstory. Like, when was the decision made that we're going to take our L-shaped leather sofa to the beach? And then how did you get it there? Like, did he put it in the back of the car? Does he live nearby? Did he carry it? Was it in the back of a van? Did he rent the van to do it? Whose idea was it? Like, I just think it's so hilarious. I love it. I love it. Twitter user Cloudy_Mrs. quipped, haha, I'm writing a whole backstory in my head. Boy's on his phone texting, I don't know, love. I just woke up and I'm on the effing beach. Yeah. The couch is here with me. Like, imagine... I love that. Imagine, like, it's like proper hangover style. Excuse me, love. I just woke up on... I'm on the beach with the sofa. Like, I fell asleep watching Love Island and I'm just on the beach. Anyway, I think that's just hilarious. I think it's fantastic. What a guy, and I'd love to know that story behind that. Like, who takes an L-shaped leather sofa to the beach? Please go and, like, Google that picture, because it's a big sofa. It's not a small sofa that I'm talking about here. Carrying on with the weather stuff, Like, the Glasgow Science Centre's roof began to melt in the temperature. Like, oh, here we are. So it says the roof of the temperatures in Glasgow hit 31.9 degrees Celsius, and that was Thursday last week. So the roof of the Science Centre melted, which is absolutely mental. And then there's a pavement in Leith that buckled because of the heat as well. Like, allegedly, the hot weather caused a section of pavement at Leith's New Kirkgate shopping centre to rise up and break. So the pavement actually like came out of the ground, if that makes sense, because it was so hot. No idea what happened there. But Scotland, the infrastructure in Scotland is evidently not built up for this weather. You know what? I'm not complaining. Now, my final news story, something slightly different, something that I actually found hilarious as I watched it this week, and it's Sven-Göran Eriksson, so the ex-England manager, trying to understand and read Scottish Twitter. Now, I've done a show on Scottish Twitter before. I think Scottish Twitter is one of the most hilarious things ever. So I'm going to just share a couple of clips of that. Enjoy. So let me just load that up right now. Here we go.
Cells avon. What is that? Dag shagged my leg today, so ta confuse hints. I just started shagging it back. Aye, that's right, Pakoda toes. No funny when it happens to you.
I love that. So I know this show is meant to be PG, so I'll let you decide on the words that I'm using. But that, what Sven-Göran Eriksson just said there was, the Doug Sha, my leg today, so to confuse things, I just started shagging it back. Aye, that's right, Pakoda toes. No funny when it happens to you. Brilliant.
You. Just got four drinks at the drive.
Now, let me try and find the one that I found the most funny. Right, let's get this one on. This one's funny because I've got a girlfriend that's literally like this. Here we go.
Tell what a couple of fairy lights can do. Ye could put them on a deed body. E need be like, that's lovely. Get that on my Instagram.
So what he's saying is, mental what a couple of fairy lights can do. You could put them on a deed body and I'd be like, oh my God, that's effing lovely. Get that on my Instagram. The thing I'm loving about this video is his face as he goes through the things. It's just like as he reads, he's like, what is that? Here's another one.
Year more Poons Council.
Year more Poons Council. I don't actually know what that means. One of the funny things in a few years ago in Scotland, there was this like whole comedic thing about your da sells Avon. I have no idea where it came from. Avon is like a makeup brand, but I have no idea where that whole joke came from. Anyway, I find it funny, but here's him trying to say that.
Year da sells Avon.
Year da sells Avon. Year da sells Avon. Sven-Göran Eriksson. You know, it's the World Cup right now, and England last night just beat Colombia. I'm not gonna say on this show where my alliances lie, although it's anyone but England. So Sven, I was never a big fan of yours, but after watching that video, it was actually a marketing campaign by Paddy Power, which I thought was very, very smart, very clever. So if you go into the Paddy Power's Twitter account, you'll see that video there. I think it's just a really, really funny video. Sven-Göran Eriksson got my respect with that. Year da sells Avon. Brilliant. Well, folks, that is everything for the Scotland Show this week. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope I've put a smile on your face. That's what it's all about. If you're not from Scotland and you're from abroad, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy being kept up to date with the most important news in Scotland, which is the news that puts a smile on your face, like I said. If you've listened before, thanks for coming back. If you're new to the show, thanks for coming. Regardless, I would love it if you could leave a 5-star review. It makes such a big difference in terms of people finding the show on iTunes. The show is growing. We're getting more and more downloads every single week, which is amazing. And I'm just really enjoying it. I'm finding podcasting one of my favorite ways and favorite pieces of content to create, purely because, like, right now I'm just sat on the sofa speaking into my phone, watching old men pee outside. So it's fantastic. It's great. You don't have to set up any lights. You don't have to take any great imagery or have a camera. You can literally just record from your phone. So I do really appreciate anyone that's listening to the show or has listened to the show or has messaged me, supported me, and anyone that sends over messages with things that they think I should cover in the show. That really, really helps. So thank you again for listening, and what's left to say, have fun, be happy, and I'll see you next week.